Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, you are top shelf.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suis sans sac de vie.
Oh, spiders!
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Hello!
Welcome. Everything is fine.
I love it. It's a perfect backdrop. Did you see that my sister-in-law made a mask out of that?
Yes, and I need like a bazillion. So
I know, it's very sweet.
I dropped off my villain fabric to Miss Krista last Wednesday too, and I'm gonna go pick up my mask tomorrow. So I asked her to if she could make however many she could with the material I got. And a mixture of adult and kid. So, and then I tipped her very generously.
Nice.
Me and my friend were doing it. So we'll see what she comes up with. She sent me a few like sneak peeks. So I'm excited. So we'll see how they turn out.
I'm drinking a mug of Screwball in a Pinkie Pie mug.
Nice. I have a Wonder Woman Snuggie.
It's so great.
Isn't it great? Did you see it? Are you able to see it? Stupid green screen.
You showed it to me previously, so I was able to see it, and I was able to see it some again when you just did that. Are we posting this?
Oh, I don't know. Let me do it again. There we go. See it. Look at those tits, man, and that tiny waist. My snuggie. I love it. So, of course, I am in a, like, local, like, random acts of Amazon group on Facebook. So, one of the founders was like, I really like the thought of these wine groups, but I don't necessarily want a bunch of strangers knowing my address, so let's do an Amazon wish list group. So, this was on mine, and I added it late. Because I started going through like all previously purchased, and I had actually bought this Snuggie for someone else for a Reddit gift exchange. And I don't know if the person was ever super appreciative of it because I don't think she posted a picture. So that made me sad.
Rude.
She said she liked Wonder Woman. Who the fuck doesn't love a Wonder Woman Snuggie for Christ's sake? So I was like, when I saw it, I was like, oh yes, queen, like put that on my list. And it was the first thing bought. So
Mark used to spend forever in the bathroom and get freezing, and like he just would sit on the toilet for like 45 minutes just for like fun. And one of my cousins got him a Snuggie for the Christmas gift exchange one year, and I was like, this is perfect, like now you have something to wear when you sit in the bathroom for an hour.
Right? Because it goes on your front, not your back.
Right. So but you never used it. And I was like,
arms and legs clean, warm.
This was a missed opportunity.
That is a missed opportunity for sure. For sure.
So. All right. So I joined the Livingston County wine group being like, I live in the middle of fucking nowhere, and I live like just as close to Pinckney as I do to Dexter. Mm-hmm. And on Saturday, I went to the Bushes in Pinckney and delivered some wine gifts to some people. One woman had just had a baby and had been sober for 9.5 months.
You're like, I feel you. My best friend went through that.
Girl, you deserve it. And I splurged and got her like a kind of fancy bottle of wine. Uh-huh. Right. And then I went out to like this farm because this one woman, I actually asked, I was like, is anybody in Pinckney sober? Because some people have joined it and been like, I don't really drink. So like I delivered snacks to this woman who doesn't drink. Mm-hmm. And so like I sort of splurged on the stuff, and like I got her some like fancy Bush's brand cookies that like I love. You know, like I was just trying to be, and I felt great. Like I was like, my heart rate went up, and I was all like, Yeah. Oh, and I gifted a bottle of wine to a woman where it was her birthday coming up.
Oh, nice.
14th birthday. That's so sad.
Yeah.
And I got her some like cake flavored Oreos and a bottle of wine. So everybody in the group is like, who hasn't been wined yet?
You're
right.
Like,
they all want to wine first timers.
You're like me, and I live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I was like, I should just say I live in Brighton and give them Shannon's address. Let's have people drop off wine to you for us for podcast night. You just save it.
You could do that. You can give out my address. Just be like, it's really easy. If you're ever driving the back roads into Brighton, you drive right past my house.
Yeah.
And then Maggie too will be like, bitch, at Shannon's house.
Maggie too would never rat me out like that. I told her this story because I was like, I can't tell it to anyone because I sound like an asshole. So here I go sounding like an asshole. So I did get wined by someone.
Uh-huh.
And everything they brought me, including the wine, was
had mango in it?
No, dollar store.
Oh, shut up.
Aww. Yeah. Yeah. So when people are like, who hasn't been wined yet? I was like, well, I just want to be like, well, I got two ladies over $10 bottles of wine and I got dollar store wine.
Dollar store wine.
It was a rosé, which like I never drink rosé. So I made it into sangria.
So do you like red wines?
I do. I like red and white. I just don't like rosés.
Mm, I like one summer.
So yeah. So that was
the rosé used to be a Chardonnay.
That's my sangria.
Uh huh.
I used my margarita mix that I made. So it's like simple syrup with lime and lemon.
Yeah.
And some Cointreau and a bunch of berries.
So you fancied it up.
I fancied it up. Made a little punch out of it. Made it.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Aw, poor man. So,
yeah. I mean, listen, I'm not mad about that. She did what she could, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and it was still a kindness.
Yeah.
But it sucks that everybody only wants to gift first timers because I feel like the energy and effort I put into that deserves more reward.
Right.
But I know that I sound like an asshole saying that. So like, I'm not going to tell anybody that story except for you and our podcast listeners.
You need to get Maggie to do like, you need to set some up some sort of post where you benefit. Like, who lives the farthest away from downtown Howell? You know, like, because we want to gift the people who live on the outskirts, you know, so you got to get someone you know in that group to post something like that, and then you can be like, woo, Dexter, but I'll meet you in Pinckney.
Yeah. Yeah. I so would do that.
Yeah. So, oh, well, yeah. Nah. I feel ya. Catherine's, you know, birthday coming up, and I'm going to mail out all these packages that I have lovingly started sorting. I don't know if you probably can't see it too well behind me. That's Zelda's box. That big white box is Zelda's box.
Nice.
And then like all the goodies are lined up down the road.
I see them. I actually didn't realize that box was outgoing. I thought that the big box was incoming and all the stuff next to it was outgoing. So,
fuck. Oh, so Ginger's like, I'll help you deliver stuff. I was like, girl, no, like, I'm just going to mail it. She's like, the mail's unreliable. I'll help you deliver stuff. And I was like, well, I mean, I could definitely handle all the Brighton stuff, but I have quite a bit of people outside of town that I'm just going to mail. So she's very graciously like, I'll take the Ipsy and Dexter and, you know, Ann Arbor people. I was like,
is Ginger coming to my house?
I don't know. I don't know if she's really going to. I just want to fucking mail.
I want her to text me so that I can go out and wave at her. I miss human contact, goddammit.
So I actually got all my prepaid envelopes today. I was so worried they wouldn't arrive. So they showed up today. Like when I ordered them, it was like 5 to 7 business days. And today was business day 7. And so I was like, well, maybe they're not going to ship to business day 7. So hopefully I get them by Friday, because I have to mail this shit out next Tuesday after Memorial Day. So, and then I had a friend just RSVP to the party, someone who I didn't think was coming at all. And yeah. I already started making all my kits and shit. I don't have enough supplies for one extra kit.
Here's what I would do about that. I would message that person and say, I'm so sorry. I planned for exactly what we had, and I don't have like the craft stuff to send you. We would be delighted to still have you on the Zoom call and check in. Catherine still wants everybody to participate. Like, I would say it like that and be like, I'm so sorry. I don't have enough craft stuff. Like, I planned it down to the thing that I had previously. So I would do it like that.
Yeah. I mean, I can still send her cookies and shit. But I would have to make another paint palette with icing. And I could probably, the only color clay I have left is white. So I could send like 2 chopsticks and white clay. Like, that's boring, but like, that's what I got at this point. So don't judge me.
I would never.
I'm picking my cuticle and then I had to take care of it. So
I would never. So my friend Danielle said to me, I had heard something like this, and I'm going back in my texts because this was interesting. She goes, I talked to someone from the Detroit post office. Don't ask me more questions about how I happened to talk to her. I was like, she said there are 86 semi-trucks backed up at the Detroit processing facility because 2/3 of the workers have COVID.
Oh my gosh.
So that's why the mail's fucked.
Yeah.
So she had this insider information, not supposed to know it. But wow. I ordered photos from Snapfish. I told you this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ordered photos from Snapfish, and they have been stuck in Detroit for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And that seems like too long.
Yeah, I had a package stuck for 15 days, like just in Detroit for 15 days. And it came from like Indianapolis. Or Kentucky. It came from Kentucky. But it went from Kentucky to Indianapolis and sat in Indianapolis for like 3 days, and then went to Detroit and sat there for 2 weeks. Krista mailed me something, and because she's in Fowlerville, her mail goes to Grand Rapids and then to Detroit and then back out to Brighton.
Wow.
And so I don't know. The first time she mailed me masks, that happened. And then the mask sat in Detroit for like 4 or 5 days before it got to me because it's local. But the second time she mailed stuff out, she must have went into Brighton or something, somewhere closer, because they came right to me like 4 days later. So it was weird.
That is weird.
So now I'm like I have priority mail, pre-stamped envelopes, flat rate envelopes, so I can stuff as much in there as I want. And I was like, I have 23 packages to mail. So I was like, oh, I'll get prepaid because then I don't have to stand there for an hour and watch the poor guy label everything.
Right, right.
And now I'm like, fuck, is 4 days going to be enough for people to get shit? Because if I get to the post office like bright and early Tuesday the 26th, you know, will everything go out that day? And will Joseph and Jenny get their packages by Saturday?
Yeah, that one is scary.
You know,
so far.
Now it's US, it's priority mail. So like, I'm assuming that gets processed first over flat rate. I mean, over, you know, media mail and first class and stuff. So I don't know.
Do you have your phone near you?
Yeah.
All right. So I reordered the Snapfish order, and I was like, it never arrived. And that one's been stuck in Detroit for now a week and a half. So I finally gave up. Like, I did this on purpose to make myself feel better.
Happy, yeah.
So
and now all of a sudden you got them all?
No, No, I ordered them from CVS, which cost four times as much.
Oh, poor Maggie.
But, like, I'm so happy to have those. Look at how cute everything is.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
You are on the elite list of people who's on there twice.
Ooh.
It's you.
Oh, there's Zelda and Catherine.
There's you, Zelda, Joseph, Danielle, my high school friend Danielle, and you. Aww. You are the elite four who are on it twice. Isn't that cute?
Yeah, I like it.
That's so great. I'm going to take down my calendar on my orange wall and just hang them across my orange wall so I can look at all my people.
Yeah.
Like, my original order was from April 10th or something insane like that. Like,
yeah.
This was supposed to be making me happy, guys.
You're like, fuck this shit. I'm going to Walgreens, bitches. Yes,
exactly that. So I'm glad you like it. Aren't they cute? I'm so
excited. Yeah, I love it. It's great.
Yeah.
Walgreens, by the way, there's a Walgreens in Brighton. They're pretty cheap for photos. So not so shabby. I go there to print funeral photos.
Should I come over on Catherine's real birthday and bring her present?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Thursday?
Yeah,
day after tomorrow?
Yeah. I got a big fancy cake. We can eat cake in the driveway or in the backyard or something with masks.
Yeah, I have a student until 4, so I can just come over after that if that's okay with you guys.
And you can, if we go out back, you can sit at one end of the table and we'll sit at the other.
I'll wear my mask.
So don't tell anyone.
What, that we're doing this party?
Right? We're doing this party. Yeah. Don't tell Cheryl.
Literally no pictures. No pictures, Shannon. Don't tag me. Cheryl gets mad anytime Shannon goes to the movies. You can't tag me.
When we did our errands last week, I drove to Ann Arbor and gave my friend baby clothes, and we just did a car exchange, and we both wore our masks, and then we drove back to Brighton, and I got McDonald's, and I went to my parents' house, and we had lunch with them. So we sat on the back porch, and I made them sit like across the table from us, and we sat on the other side, and like I had my mask on the whole time except for when we were eating. And then when we're done eating, like I put my mask back on. And Catherine just had like the best time playing with her baby Yoda, well, my baby Yoda, in Granny's backyard and hanging out with Granny. And my mom actually wore her mask, so my dad did not, but I won't fault him. So yeah, and then we went to Target, and then went to Home Depot.
What you are allowed to say is that Aunt Maggie dropped off a birthday gift.
Right.
That is what you are permitted to say.
Well, it wasn't an official party. I didn't expect Aunt Maggie to pop by. She just showed up. So we have a $60 6-inch cake to eat. So you're going to come in the house and eat it. We're going to sit outside if it's nice.
Eat some fucking cake.
If it's not nice, I'll just throw a piece at your face with in a Tupperware bin.
I'm actually pretty excited too, because since I got her the towel and bathing suit, like, and then now we're going to go to the beach this summer.
Yes. So yeah, I think I might do some traveling. I don't know if I'll go on any airplanes, but I don't know, man, like $80 one way to San Diego is looking pretty nice on Spirit right now.
Dangerous, Shannon. Dangerous.
They're going to start flying in June out of Detroit again, back to San Diego. So I was like,
Yeah, I'm feeling so nervous. I know we talked about this some last week, but it's gotten worse. You know, so I was going around Pinckney, and then I had to drive into Dexter for something. And when I got to downtown Dexter, the Dairy Queen was packed. Like, there's people mulling around all over the place there.
They weren't, like, 6 feet apart? There weren't any stickers on the sidewalk to make them stand 6 feet apart?
There were, like, some X's and some suggestions, but there's not that much sidewalk there. And they had, like, signs up being like, you can pull into these parking spaces and then call us in your order. But people were just, like, mulling around in front of there. Mm-hmm. And then across the street is the gazebo, and there was like the park was full of people and nobody was wearing masks.
Yeah, people have been hanging out at the Mill Pond here and there in Brighton, like half with mask, half without. I think people are just tired. They're just emotionally tired and are just like, fuck it. Like, I've been so good to this point, I don't give a fuck anymore. Like, if I get it, I get it. I think that that's just people. That's not my attitude. I think that's just my perception of how other people might be feeling at this point. I'm almost to that point. Like, I'm like, maybe I'll fly to San Diego and visit my family and just stay in their house. We're not going to go out anywhere. We're going to get in the car and drive to the beach and back, but we're not going to get out. We're not going to do anything. We're not going to go to any parks, but just like the act of going to San Diego and walking on a beach sounds pretty fucking good right now. You know, yeah. Our mutual Disney friend, Laura, like just went to Florida and back.
Yeah, that was insane.
Oh, she has a friend who owns a condo and they're like, you know what? Come down, use our condo. We'll clean it. You'll clean it. We'll be fine. And, you know,
listen, we're going to have an explosion of cases in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
I mean,
and maybe people will see, but maybe we won't. Who knows? Who knows? Like, this whole stay at home thing was supposed to buy us time for continued explosions so yeah. that our hospitals could get PPE and could ramp up for larger COVID numbers. Our hospitals still don't have PPE, so I don't know what the fuck is going on with that. It's literally been 2 months. How come they don't have fucking supplies yet?
Yeah, I don't know. Here is our graph of cases, daily new cases in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It has barely gone down.
Yeah, it looks like it's staying pretty even there. U of M's down to 50 admitted patients.
That's good. That's good news.
Yeah. Their height, I think, was 287, 290. So, and they've always had one or two pediatric cases. So that number is, I think the highest I saw pediatric cases was 4. But I don't know if they're counting this new virus Kawasaki thing that's coming up. So that's hitting people. So. I don't know, man, but yeah, I think some road trips sound good. We'll go to Granny's cottage. I'm thinking about maybe driving down to see Jenny just because, like, Catherine asked to do that. You know, Vicky lives in Milwaukee. You know, that was a fun time. But
yeah. I get it. I mean, I get the antsiness. Like, I'm fucking antsy too, but... it's not safe out there yet. We are not in good shape in any way yet. Things have not changed substantially since when we made these decisions to make these things 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Cases
up north is open.
Yeah.
The governor opened up north. I was like, awesome. Just in time for Memorial Day. And now up north is going to get just slammed with cases in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I do see why that part is a problem, but I think that, like, without taking into consideration when it happened, that was the right choice because they have had so few cases.
Mm-hmm.
They've had so few cases, and those were the people who were, like, the most angry, being like, why the fuck do I have to stay home? My county has zero cases.
Yeah, and that's, like, Jenny's argument is, like, it just hasn't hit Tennessee as or her area as hard as others. And I'm like, right, because you guys are lower income. No one travels to China and back in your area. But guess what? Like, fuckers that are coming to visit you have been exposed to the privileged who have been exposed to people who have been traveling. You know? So, like, if Catherine and I come and visit you, we could bring COVID-19 to your town. My faculty member went to China in November. I met with him right after he came back, literally right after he came back. Who knows if him and I haven't been asymptomatic carriers for the last 6 months, you know? So
here is the statistic that they sort of know, which is that until testing reveals 10% of people having the virus or less, we aren't testing enough.
Right.
And currently 25% of the tests are coming back positive. So that means testing hasn't expanded enough.
Correct. Because we're only testing those that are sick that need to have confirmed tests. So like Trump just thinks we just won't test. Then we'll have zero cases because we're not testing. It's like, motherfucker, that's not how it works. The more you test, the more your N grows. If you have a big N and a tiny top number, I don't know what that statistic number is called. Sorry. I just know the N. What's the N, Shannon? My N is 5 million. Well, how many did we test? I mean, well, that's the test. How many came positive? 2. Awesome. Like, you know, you want more tests so that that percentage goes down.
U.S. President Donald Trump has argued that it's a badge of honor that the U.S. has the world's highest number of confirmed COVID-19 cases. I look at it as, in a certain respect, as it being a good thing because it means our testing is much better.
No, it's not, fuckhead. Our CDC has literally only been testing people who have been sick, who are symptomatic. If we all lined up and just got it tested, we would have lower numbers. Are you even sick? Nope. Let's get a test. Okay. You know?
Yeah.
I need to change, like...
Everybody's awful. Everything is terrible. Nancy Pelosi called him obese on CNN last night. And then hashtag President Plump was trending. Hi, Scott.
Angie says hi.
Hello.
So, yeah.
See, even Scott's going stir crazy. He's interacting with us.
Yeah, I mean, that's weird. I'm weirded out right now.
Anyway, Loom update. Did we talk about our armpits yet?
We have not discussed our armpits yet.
I bought a new pair of Skechers and started using the Loom on my feet, and I've been wearing the Skechers every day in the house as like my work shoes at home.
Yeah.
And they're like the soft, comfy slip-on foamy ones. And girl, they do not smell. And I've been like wearing them from like 8 to 5. So I'm so excited. So Loom works, hashtag Loom works.
We were talking about it a little bit ahead of time. And so I showed you my pits.
They look sweet. They look nice.
They look lovely. Yep. My pits look gorgeous. So yeah, I don't stink. And also it took care of the like pit stain.
Angry stuff that was going on. My one armpit that's oozy is less oozy now. So I don't know if stopping the bacteria growth has helped the open wound in my armpit or not. Could be coincidental. So speaking of armpit, I get to go. This one hurts real, real bad. Did I tell you that? Right? It actually is painful.
Oh.
And the subdermal cysts are like growing and expanding at a rapid rate. So I had to take pictures and send them into the doctor. I was like, look, I'm not one to complain. Quite honestly, I was like, fine. You kept moving my appointment, but shit just got real this last week and I need to come in. And I don't care what you need to do to get me cleared. I need to come in and something needs to get done before I pop this fucker myself. And the nurse was like, don't pop it. Don't pop it yourself. And I was like, I know. It's gotten way out of control. I can't pop it right now or else I'll be in worse shape than what I am. Mm-hmm. And so the doctor approved me to come in, and now like my case is sitting at scheduling, and they're going to have the PA see me and drain it. So, and then the nurse was like, there's going to be bandage changes involved, just to let you know. I'm like, okay,
wow.
I'm like, my husband had an ostomy bag, so I'll make him his turn to pack my open wound. but like, it's my arm. So like, I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to wipe my ass because that's going to hurt. I'm definitely not going to be able to raise my arm at all. I'm like, I might be able to type, but that'll be about it. I'll have T-Rex arms. So yay for doctors still working, I guess.
When I drove around Pinckney on Saturday.
Did you go to the Cookie Mama? Was she open?
No, I didn't. But I noticed that my air conditioning in my car stopped working.
Nope. Nope. Goodbye.
So I'm taking that in. They warned me that I had a probable leak.
Yeah.
And they were like, and 2 years ago, they're like, you're going to have to fix it next year. So it's actually lucky that it was 2 years.
Yeah.
I have all of that sweet, sweet unemployment money to fix my car.
Woo!
Yeah, government money. What up, bitch?
Tina sent me. I was stalking her. I've never ever liked anything on her Instagram. Insta. I just like look at everything, including her stories. And I finally commented for the first time ever on one of her story pics, and it was a sign. I don't know where I don't know if she took the picture or if she found it, but it was a sign on someone's like, you know, bakery door or something that pretty much told people like, if you're not wearing a mask, don't come in our fucking store. Like, we don't care. Like, we need to protect ourselves. And, you know, remain open. So if you're not wearing a mask, like, jog on. It was hilarious. It had a lot of F words in it.
That's great.
And I was like, that's the best fucking sign I've ever seen. And she was like, I know, right?
Did you see the Karen who threw a fit at the grocery store? She taped herself thinking that, like, she was gonna freedom.
Oh, yeah, at the Trader Joe's?
It wasn't a Trader Joe's, but it was like a Trader Joe's.
Okay.
So,
and then she filmed a follow-up video and posted it.
Is that what it was? That shit, did she? Because, but like, what was hilarious about it was that the guy who was outside, who originally was like, you can't go in without a mask, at the end was dancing while he was cleaning carts, and she was so mad about it, and it was so funny.
That's funny.
So she's like, I have a medical condition and I can't wear a mask. So like, listen up, if you have such a bad medical condition where you can't wear a mask to shop for, like,
you shouldn't be shopping. Shouldn't be shopping.
And maybe you need to be on oxygen. Like, I'm worried about you. You need to be on oxygen.
I know that there are a lot of people who don't have family support and don't have resources to, like, use a click list or whatnot. But there are social programs that will help you get you what you need.
Yeah.
You just have to do the work and find it.
I read a really interesting article today about a woman who was raped and the guy had put like a pillowcase over her face.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I can't wear a mask because I have a meltdown from my PTSD from my rape. And I was like, see, that's legitimate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you figure some shit out, girl. Like, you get some help for that. Like, you get somebody to help you shop so that you don't have to deal with that. Yeah. But so this fucking Karen is like, according to HIPAA, I don't have to tell you what's wrong with me. Which is like, so like,
that's yeah, not- why are people throwing HIPAA around? They're not, you keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means, you fuckers.
So I said in the thing, does she get her mammograms at that grocery store?
Right? HIPAA is a policy that's in place to keep medical workers from talking about your personal shit. HIPAA doesn't apply to you as the person with the shit.
Right.
You can just say, I don't have to disclose that. I don't feel like it. You don't cite HIPAA.
Well, so then the man at the store, the manager came up and was like, can we shop for you? Because according to the Americans with Disabilities Act, you have to provide reasonable accommodations.
Yes. So if you give us your list, we will go shop for you and we will happily bring your groceries out to your car. Oh, you will? Thank you so much. Yes, let's do
that. What do you think she said when he said that?
No. I don't have to. I can do what I want. And I want to go shopping.
I have personal items on those lists.
Ma'am, fuck you and your tampons, okay? Or your hemorrhoid cream or whatever. You think those guys haven't been personal shopping for other people? Like, fucking suck it up.
And then she was like, you can't take my credit card. So she clearly thought she was like being some kind of freedom fighter. And that's why she taped herself. But of course, the internet got a hold of it and made fun of her till next Sunday. Like,
I don't know why people are picking the weirdest shit to fight about right now. It's like, come on, man. Want your fucking haircuts? Guess what? Ginger released her list of rules if you want to come see her. They are long and painful. Long and painful. I don't even know if I want to go in. Like, long and painful.
I mean, I said to my friend Danielle, you know, the story that I've told many times, which is that I let my hair grow out to be in a wedding, and then I planned on getting it cut right after the wedding, but I didn't do it that first week because I was exhausted from being in a wedding. I was going to, like, do it when I had time and felt up to it, and then, so the wedding was the 7th, and, like, lockdown started the 12th. Like, there was not enough time.
We had a hair appointment on the 21st with Ginger. And I think they were about to be locked down or thinking about it. They weren't locked down yet. Oh, no, they were locked down. But it was still early on and we were all still healthy. I was like, girl, you wanna
sneak me in? Like, I'll wear a mask. We'll socially distance our hair. Like, if you're bored at home, just give me a call. Wink, wink. Like, I'll come in.
Because it was that early on. It was like March 21st, you know?
Right.
So here we are 2 months later.
Well, I am 6 months overdue for a haircut. I'm supposed to have a fucking bob. What is this shit? Like, I feel like I should get to be first in line, goddammit.
Scott has a mohawk.
You know, I like his mohawk. Also, he looks like he needs a machine gun.
Oh, he's a Viking. He's a hottie Viking, not a freedom fighter. Come on now.
I'm sorry. No, I mean, I see both, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
Obviously.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I have a COVID birthday coming up this week.
Poor kiddo. Poor kiddo.
So technically lockdown ends the day before her big bash, but I'm like, yeah, that's not happening.
Also, even if lockdown ended the day before her big bash, I would be like, I'm not sure we should do this, guys.
Yeah. Like, I had prepped. You saw it. I prepped the sign-up genius. Like, 6-8 people get to come to my house every hour and a half. And that half hour between shifts, we're going to clean and sanitize so the next 8 people can come in. Mm-hmm. I was prepared. I was ready. Mm-hmm. Those 10 people would have needed to come here on the 29th, the first day of release, to pitch the tent. I was supposed to call Miss Digg like a week ago to come out and flag my yard, you know, and I don't even know if they're working, who knows, but I do get to have some surprise bathroom work done. So, you know,
what happened to your bathroom?
So, you know, the faucet Scott tried to fix. My aunt and her boyfriend, he's a handyman, came over to take a look at it. And he's like, where's your access panel? I was like, we don't have an access panel. He's like, what? I was like, yeah, do you see one? He's like, nope. I'm like, yeah, I don't have one. He's like, so that means I have to cut a hole in your wall to get to it, or a hole in your tub to get to it. He's like, so you might as well, like, redo your bathroom while I'm at it.
Yes, seriously. Who wants a tub with a hole in it?
Right.
It's supposed to have the one hole.
Yeah. So I get a new tub. He promised it wouldn't cost too much. So we're looking at tile. And so we're going to yank out the insert and put in a new tub and update the faucet to be like a one guy, because we have 3 right now. Yeah,
that's old fashioned.
Yeah, and out of code.
the sink area has been updated. Like, that's newer.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it'd be nice for those guys to sort of match better.
Yeah. So I picked some tile and then I like hemmed and hawed over trim and coloring, and I sent it to Jenny. She's like, bitch, just paint your walls white. Just repaint the bathroom. I was like, I am not emotionally able to handle a bathroom repaint. He's like, dude,
it costs $15 and it's like the easiest fix of that entire project. It is. I was like, I know, but I'm not like emotionally equipped to handle an entire bathroom remodel right now. So now I got to have my dad come in and paint my bathroom white.
That's very funny.
So I can have white walls with a white tub and like grayish, like bluish wood looking tile in my shower. Because the floors suck and that vanity kind of sucks. Scott does not like the vanity, so.
He doesn't?
No, I think it's fine. I don't really care. It's fine. I thought maybe we should retile the floors, but I'm like, I don't have the bandwidth to deal with that. So I'm just going to deal with it. So anyway, there's that. So we'll have the Frank Wilhelm memorial shower. So
you should put a little plaque.
Yeah.
The next people who own the house know.
All right. Todd's building the Frank Wilhelm Memorial Garage. So,
that's nice.
With breezeway mudroom.
Nice.
Anyway, so what's on your list? How is Drag Race going? I did see the intros. I forgot about half those bitches, and I watched 90% of those seasons.
I know. I know. You should know, like, Mariah Balenciaga. You watched that one. You should.
Yeah.
And then I said, like, India Farah, and then I reminded you that she was the one picked up by Mimi on First.
Yeah. Yeah, half of those, I was like, oh, yeah, I watched all those seasons. I mean, I knew who Wangina was, of course, and Jujubee, because they were, like, their favorites.
And Alexis Mateo.
Yeah.
Bam! Yeah, I mean, there's some exciting queens coming back for All Stars. So we are down to top four. But
already,
yeah,
shit.
But the one who catfished and sexually assaulted people is in the top four.
Ugh.
So of course she's disqualified, and so Rue was like, "Who do you love out of our top three?" Like, everybody's just been like ignoring that it's a thing. Actually, I listened to one Drag Race podcast. It's the one that Nicole Byer does. Mm-hmm. And every time she and her co-host talk about it, they'll be like, and then this lump of pig droppings walked down the stage wearing an incredible gown.
Well, like, they won't even name her.
A giant loofah. Right. Be like, that's funny. On my screen, I had a worm. Like, the...
The period-stained loofah.
Right, yeah, no. Like, they come up with disgusting stuff to call her. But, like, her costume designer is incredible. Mm-hmm. And poor, like, Florence DeLee, or I think that's her name, Florence DeLee. Like, Florence didn't fucking know, you know?
Yeah.
And still deserves to have her designs, like, recognized, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But my favorite, I think, is Crystal Method of the top three, although I wouldn't be mad about any of them winning. I just feel like Gigi Good.
Who's in the top three?
All right, so the top three. Gigi Good, who's like an Instagram queen / look queen. Normally they suck. She's actually great. Her mom helps her design. Like, she has no troubles in her story. Her mom helps her design her outfits. Her mom's a costume designer. She has a gunkle, a gay uncle. Like, her life is delightful. Everybody supports her. She's amazing. She has confidence for days. Like, during the snatch game, she was playing a robot. And Rue was like, I'm concerned. And Gigi goes, I understand, but I don't share your concerns. It was so cunt.
I'm going to nail it.
Yeah, and the first thing she did was like, Rue asked her, and she looks and she goes, what's up, bitch? Kept on like fumbling with the card, like couldn't pick up the card. It was very funny. Yeah, so she's sort of fumbled toward the end of the season, you know, being like not in the top quite as much. And so, but like, she actually turned out to be funny. Like, she turned out to be well-rounded. So we like her. Jada Essence Hall, black pageant queen, gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Like, everything she wears is gorgeous. I thought she was going to be in the top from the beginning, and she is. and the past like few episodes, she's really like won me over. Like during the makeover challenge, she won the mini challenge, and so she got to pick who went with who for the makeover, and she picked the prettiest girl for herself, and that's fine. Like, that's what you do. And she goes, you know, it's difficult because I'm a Caucasian and she's a beautiful black queen. You know, she said it backwards, and I was like, you're hilarious, and that was so charming. She's very funny. And then somebody said something, something Rose Nyland. She goes, who dat? And they, everybody turns and looks at her, and she goes, what I do?
That's funny.
They were like, golden girls, bitch. And she was like, okay. What I do.
Bitch, I'm black. You think I've been watching the Golden Girls?
Who dat? So yeah, Jada Essence Hall. And then Crystal Method, who is wild, and I love her. She dresses like
a... No of the old timers made it to the top, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Gigi's 21. She's...
No, like Angina, Jujubee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, fine. No,
I'm sorry. I thought they're not on yet. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is season 10.
12?
12, season 12. Sorry.
So that's our top three for season 12.
Season 12 is still ongoing. All Stars has not started yet.
There we are.
Okay.
There we are.
I'm like, wow, that's like really surprising.
I don't recognize any of these people. Right, it's because it's the current season.
Oh, I did recognize them because we've talked about them before, so...
Crystal Method has this amazing mullet that RuPaul is obsessed with.
Nice.
That's her real hair. Like the mullet.
Oh, the bottom. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And then Ru says that she looks like Elle DeBarge from To the Beat.
From DeBarge.
Right.
One of the 17 siblings that form DeBarge.
Crystal Method has no idea who Elle DeBarge is. Because she is in her 20s. She's just
man.
So that was very funny because just pretends like she knows what's going on.
Yeah. Ralph Garman, you know, does celebrity birthdays and shit, including musicians and stuff. And there's literally like a DeBarge sibling birthday at least once a month.
Yeah, because there's 40 of them.
Yeah, there's 40 of them. It's like every other week there's a DeBarge birthday.
Like, Crystal Method's just fucking weird. She's lovely. I love her.
Yeah.
She's my queen. You know me. I love weird queens.
You like the weirdos, yeah.
I love a weirdo. So, anyway, Crystal Method, Jada Essence Hall, and Gigi Good. And so they're all lovely. And then, All Stars Season 5 is going to start up soon, whenever it starts.
Nice.
I don't know. It's going to be sweet.
Good thing they all recorded everything before COVID, huh?
Yeah, but that means we're not going to have a show next year.
Right. Yeah, this is almost worse than the writer's strike, right?
It's truly, like, it's going to really suck.
The only work people are doing is their own content on streaming services, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok.
Maybe we'll have some sweet-ass cartoons to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, make cartoons, goddammit. People make cartoons.
Make cartoons. Turn all of our favorite TV shows into cartoons. How hard is that? Come on now.
That'd be great.
Get 20 seasons of Friends. Cartoon that shit. You already have the voice tracks. Turn them into like mythical creatures or something, you know? Like Joey's a centaur all of a sudden. Who doesn't wear pants?
Yeah.
Eats a lot of food. Yeah.
Perfect. Wait till they find out you have to wear pants in stores.
Right? No shirt, no pants, no service. Like, how hard is it? No shirts, no pants, no shoes, no mask, no service. Haven't I been saying that literally for a month? Oh, it's just the new no shirt, no shoes, no service. No shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service. Period.
Yeah, people just don't want to do it. Listen.
Get the fuck out of my store.
I don't like it either. I end up dry heaving after wearing it for like 30 minutes. My body is not into it. I don't like it. That's the thing that my body does. I dry heave when I have to wake up too early in the morning because it'll be like, give up, go back to bed, right?
My nose runs. My nose runs. So I end up with like a folded mask under my nose catching snot. So like, oh, wow.
Yeah. But am I out here bitching about it?
No,
I have a medical condition that makes me gag.
Bitch, order your shit online. Give your list to the man and he'll go get you your tampons and condoms and preparation H.
I still need to go out in public. I can't handle being here all the time. Kills me. Can't handle it.
Yeah. Yeah, even like over Christmas break, it'd be like, okay, we've been in the house for a week. Let's get out of here. So I can do like a week at a time and then I got to get out. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Any new TV? Any other new TV this week?
Yes. Two new TVs.
Ooh, I'm going to check my history real quick while you talk.
Well, they're both cartoons.
That's YouTube.
So one is, so in one of my Harry Potter groups, they started talking about Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a classic. I know everybody loves it. And I was like, I have no idea what's going on in this conversation. And then it got released to Netflix like 3 days later.
Yes, the cartoon.
The cartoon. Yeah, the movie has like a 5% on Rotten Tomatoes. Don't watch the movie.
I don't mind the movie, but I didn't like, I didn't read the books. So I have nothing to compare it to. So for me, for the person, so I'm not going to even call myself a geek. I enjoy entertainment.
Yeah.
So if you put out a sci-fi movie, I'm probably going to go watch it. Am I aware of the canon? Maybe, maybe not. And The Last Airbender is one of those ones that I'm like, not aware of the canon. And so I went into the movies. I was like, oh, this was pretty interesting. I can't wait till they do more so I can see the rest of the story. Except the rest of the story is never going to fucking come.
Watch the anime. It's actually really fucking good. Like, there's a reason it's so popular. It's because it's really fucking good.
Yeah.
And this is actually hilarious. You know how, like, you take the quiz, like, which Divergent faction are you in? And, like, mm-hmm. which Harry Potter house are you in?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get the same answer twice on any of those tests, right?
Yeah.
Like, you take it, and then you take it again, and you get a different answer. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I wonder which, like, Airbender nation I'm in, you know? And
it's just
the four elements, right?
Mm-hmm.
Earth, fire, air, water.
Well, what's your astro sign? Mine's water.
I can't remember.
Aquarius, actually.
So I took the test many times, and every single time I got the same answer. Every single time. Different quizzes, not even retaking the same one necessarily, like different ones. And it was airbending. And Joseph goes, really? Because, I mean, you know, there's only one airbender. That's the whole point. It's the last airbender. But he's a vegetarian, and he never wants to hurt other people. And I was like, yeah, Joe, I'm a vegetarian who wants to be nice to everyone. And he was like,
yeah. I didn't watch anything new this week. I don't know what I've been doing. I did notice on Netflix, so that Cuckoo has a new season out. Did you ever watch that?
Nope.
So Cuckoo is like a British or an Australian show. The main actor is a British comedian. He's really tall, like really tall, kind of like broad guy. Yeah. The very first season of Cuckoo had Andy Samberg in it. And his name was Cuckoo. And he marries this guy's daughter who's doing her gap year out in like, I'm going to sound like an asshole. The Asian country everyone goes to for vacation in Europe because it's super cheap there. There's like Singapore or something. Like Singapore or something.
Sure, but there's not an Asian country in Europe.
I said that everyone in Europe goes to. The Asian country.
I know, you said that everyone goes to in Europe.
And so she comes back married to Cuckoo, who was an American, like, living in Singapore as, like, a hippie. And so the second season, this is when Brooklyn Nine-Nine first came out, too. The second season, Brooklyn Nine-Nine has taken off, and now Andy does not have time to finish the series. And so they kill him off and replace him with the wolf guy from the vampire series. Oh, god damn it.
Yeah, Jacob remember. From Twilight.
Yes, Jacob from Twilight, whose like real name is on the tip of my tongue, and I just am not like coming up with it. Anyway, he shows up as Cuckoo's son from like when Cuckoo had sex with an older woman when he was like 14 or 15. So now there's like five seasons of this, and I've only watched like the first two or three, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, new seasons. This was funny. I need to watch this again. So it was real funny. I do recommend Cuckoo. It's a British-ish comedy if you like that type of comedy. So, but I do need to watch it. But I haven't really watched anything new. I feel like I've been busy this week. I've been focusing on using my breathing machine and getting 23 care packages out the door. So
that's fair. I also watched, I'm not done with it yet because it's not done, but I haven't finished watching it, but fifth season and final season of She-Ra and the Princesses of Power just came out.
I hear she kisses a girl.
It's at the end, but I did have it spoiled for me already, yeah. Which is fine. They were best friends, and then they became enemies, and then Catra tried to protect She-Ra, and then She-Ra came back for Catra, and Catra was like, shut up, leave me alone, don't come anywhere near me. And then she's like, we have to do emergency surgery on you because they're tracking you. And she's like, will you hold my hand? And it's like,
because I really love you, and I have all these weird gay feelings I don't know how to process. That's why I'm being mean.
They're going to be so gay. Oh,
okay, I love it.
So good.
I love it so hard that I'm able to expose Catherine to queer TV and have it be normal for her. You know, that David and Patrick's relationship is going to be normal to her. You know, so. Ooh, gay anime kissing. I just opened up my Hulu and I see that The Great is now streaming. Did you see any previews for that?
No.
I saw the preview. It looks hilarious. It's a campy, tongue-in-cheek mini series about how Catherine the Great overthrows the Russian government and takes control from her husband.
That's funny.
Because he's a big fat boob.
That's funny.
Who has and wants her to be like a domicile, like do lady. And she's like, fuck you. We need to rule this country and do great things with it. And he's like, nah, I'm just interested in like hunting and fucking. And she's like, they ain't gonna fly. So looks hilarious. And I should probably maybe watch an episode or two before, you know, I forget about it and move on back to something else.
Yeah.
So it looks like that's the only new thing on Hulu right now. Keep watching. Oh, we started watching Bob's Burgers with Catherine.
Did you really?
Not sure how good of a decision that was.
It's okay.
Like from the beginning, Bob's Burgers with my daughter. She's very excited. We have the Bob Burgers cookbook. So,
oh, that's cute.
Yeah. I don't see any new. Have you seen What We Do in the Shadows?
I've heard that I need to watch it.
Yeah.
We're
almost done with season one because Scott and I both like it. So we like to try to watch it together, which, you know, is hit or miss when we actually get to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they have two or three seasons now, or two seasons for sure. So, anywho, that's about it. For me, I think
I'm just looking at my, oh, still just one season, but I think season two was announced. So it is really funny, like four bumbling vampires living in literally Brooklyn, and they've been there for over 200 years and haven't expanded their coven at all. So
I dig it. I dig it.
Yeah. Kind of like if Always Sunny in Philadelphia was made with vampires.
Right.
Yeah. Got it. Oh, I didn't hit start on a time watch, but I think we're about at an hour.
Yeah, just about. We're about there. We're there at the bout. I've got some good internet things of the week.
Awesome. Oh, can we talk about that house real quick?
Fuck yeah, we can.
So I saw on Facebook yesterday, my friend who lives in Pennsylvania sent this house listing to her daughter, was like, oh my God, you and your husband should check this out, LOL. And I just scrolled past it. I was like, okay, like I knew they'd just gotten married and they're a super young couple. So her mom's just like sharing on Facebook. And then today I get a text from Scott and it's the same MSL listing. It's the same picture of the house. I was like, oh, if Scott's texting me this, like this shit's good. There's something good in this listing and I need to open it up right now. So it's a 1,000-square-foot house in Pittsburgh. And I want to read the listing to you because it's magical.
Please read us the listing dramatically.
So this is one of those houses that is just like fucked up on the inside and where the realtor has to be like super creative to try and sell this shit. So here is the listing. Do you like fun and adventure? See this one-of-a-kind brick ranch converted into a two-story. Enter the door into a 13th century castle decor sunken living room with dramatic high oak beamed ceiling, hardwood floor, brick fireplace, and a ladder to an elevated library. Then time travel at warp speed to the 25th century starship. A talking space alien greets you as you walk towards the floor-to-ceiling outer space wall mural. The dining room command center rear wall opens up to the spaceship main bridge, working computer and controls from an Apache helicopter, speakers, and a 55-inch TV. Pocket door to the functional galley kitchen. Open the hatch door and you find the laundry, large storage area, and workshop. Take the spiral staircase to explore the second floor, which has a den area, walkway, and three bedrooms. There's a tropical island-themed bedroom, a 1970 hippie crash pad, and with a queen waterbed. Level backyard with pool and patio area. Dude, the pictures on this thing is outrageous. I love it so hard. I want to buy it.
Yeah, everybody
I want to move
does.
To Pittsburgh.
Everybody does.
It is a legit spaceship kitchen.
It's like, been making the rounds on the internet. Like, everybody's like, I want this fucking wild house.
Like, complete with, like, look, like, can you see it?
Yes.
Like, those are your windows looking out your bridge to the moon or to Earth from the moon.
It's incredible.
It's crazy. And, like, warning, caution, like, caution tape shit in the doorways, you know? Like, it's a fucked up and crazy. I love it so, so hard. So hard.
It's pretty wild. I saw it, and I only read the description. And I was like, did not realize to look through the pictures. I don't know what's wrong with me.
There's literally a beach in the beach-themed bedroom with sand and shells and a waterbed.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
You guys have to look it up.
Have to look it up.
All right. So I've got two internet things of the week. I've got two great tweets. I don't understand why two people reaching into the same bag of snacks at the same time is considered romantic. Like, excuse me, you are in the way of my snacks.
Fuck yeah. Excuse me, bitch. Those are my Cheetos.
All right. And this is Ice-T. Like, it's actually Ice-T tweeting. He says, during this quarantine, take advantage of time to stop, regain balance and focus. Sometimes you've got to stop to move forward with more precision. Make this work for you. And somebody responded, that is not very gangsta. And he comes right back, was somebody asking you, bitch?
I love it. Somebody asking you, bitch.
I love it too. Oh,
speaking of a gangster, we were listening to The Bounce in the car with Catherine and I, and like Tupac was playing. And I'm like, you know, I love Tupac, but if you have to like remix slash smudge every other word, maybe you shouldn't play the song.
Here's a picture of my dollar store gift bag.
Cute. Has all sorts of candies and goodies in it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Is that like a single Bud Light?
There's two Bud Light seltzers.
That's hilarious.
Two Bud Light seltzers.
Is there a gift card in there?
No.
Oh, okay.
That is one of the charcoal masks.
Oh, okay.
And a little candle and a handful of Take Fives and a Hershey bar. Listen, I was delighted to get it. The wine was terrible.
I just didn't meet your expectations. Like today's prize box from Catherine. I didn't tell you this story yet, and then we'll wrap it up, I guess.
Okay, sounds perfect.
So we've been having a hard time getting Catherine to do her homework. She's just unmotivated. She doesn't want to do it. She only wants to do it if it's fun. And even though literally everything we do is some sort of game, some sort of card game, math game, everything's a game to make it interesting. She's just like, she sees right through it and is like, nope, that's bullshit. I ain't doing it. So I was talking to my one girlfriend who has five kids, and all of them have emotional issues and learning disabilities. And she's like, you know, we struggled a lot also. And then I just started bribing them with the prize box to do their homework. And now they sit there, they're orderly, they get shit done because they know that there's a literal prize at the end of their school day. Like, okay, we'll try that. So today's literally the first day we've tried it. Mm-hmm. It's Tuesday. We didn't do any schoolwork yesterday. So I said, okay, Catherine, we're going to try something new today because we didn't do any schoolwork yesterday. We need to do all three of your math lessons today, anytime today. So let's do some now at lunch and maybe we'll do another one at dinner. And then you'll get a prize from the prize box. So that went over. She was very excited about that. So she gets her prize out of the prize box. And I was like, grab something small because there's all sorts of shit in there. And I'm like, if I'm going to give you a daily prize, I want you to get some of the small shitty shit I have in there. I was like, grab something small. Because she sticks her hand to the box and just fucks around and pulls something out. Mm-hmm. She's not allowed to look. And so she pulls out this long, skinny box. And she's like, ooh, what is this? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Bring it here. And then I was like, oh, I know what that is. And I got super excited. And so we open it, and it's a customized Minnie Mouse luggage tag. It has her name engraved on it. It's a red Minnie Mouse luggage tag on the front with her name on the back. Cute. And I'm like, look at how this is so exciting. This so cute for your backpack for school or for your luggage for the next time we go on a trip. And this bitch had a meltdown. She lost her shit, like wailing, crying, stormed off, locked herself in her bedroom and cried for 20 minutes because she got a luggage tag as a prize. And I was like, I win in this game. Like, there's no like winning with her. Like, I was so upset. I called Jenny. I was like, Jenny, can you hear her crying from across the house? Like, I don't know what to do. What do I do? Like, what are we doing wrong? She's like, you just have a spoiled single child who just wants to get what she wants. I'm like, yeah, I know. She like has the best of Scott and I together, which on some things is double trouble.
Yeah,
I mean, like, told no and not meeting your expectations is one of them.
Homework prize box prizes are like pencils and erasers and stickers.
Yeah, there's shit like that in that box. There's all sorts of stuff in that box, literally from costumes and cosplay to pencils and stickers and shit. Like,
yeah.
I bought so much shopping that first month we were home.
I was like, I can't give this all to her now. Like, I think I'm just going to keep it in a giant box and turn it into a prize box. And every week she keeps her room clean, she gets to put her hand in there and get a prize. You know,
but she thinks that every prize should be a Baby Yoda doll.
Right. Or nails. Like, she was so excited she got her Lee press-on nails finally. She was not excited when they fell off a half hour later.
You didn't explain to her that that's how those work?
I mean, I don't know. I told her when it happened. I'm like, yeah, mommy knew that would happen. It's okay. You have more. There's more in the box. You just got to get the right prize.
Dude, my mom was like, here's your glitter pencil. Fucking enjoy it.
Right?
It's glittery. Now shut the fuck up.
So Jenny was like, tell her she's grounded. Like, not that she's grounded, but because of her reaction, that we're going to take a break from the prize box for 3 days. And that in 3 days, don't tell it to the end of the week. Like, because end of the week is too long for them to comprehend. But right. 3 days, they can figure out, okay, 3 days. And then, you know, if she finishes all her homework by Friday and does all her household contributions, including keeping her room clean, then, you know, she can get two prizes. She can get a homework prize and a family contribution prize.
Yeah.
Man. It's like, you would have thought we literally murdered her puppy. Like, a luggage tag. You know? So Catherine feels you on the dollar store wine basket.
Oh no, am I a 6-year-old?
That's right. I'm in day one of labor right now. Hey.
Listen, I wouldn't even be mad if I thought there was a chance I could get gifted again, but no, like, everybody's like, who hasn't gotten wined yet?
Right? And you've officially been wined.
I've officially been wined.
Sad. You're like, I have once.
They would think I was a dick.
It hasn't been multiple times, just once so far.
I'm going to start nominating you. I'm going to say, in the Brighton threads, I'm going to say, please wine my best friend, Shannon. She deserves it. And then you have to save it for when we finally podcast in person together. Yeah. Deal?
All right.
All right. All right, guys, we're going to wrap this shit up. I'm drunk. You can tell by my face being pink, so. Time for me to go read a book or masturbate or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I'm going to sit on the couch with my breathing machine. I got my new mask, so I got some air time to catch up on.
Good. All right. Find us everywhere at That More Thing. Interact with us on Facebook. If you want to be a member of our super secret group, you should do that. You just have to tell us.
Yeah, it's not even a Patreon. You don't have to pay for the super secret group. You just have to ask.
You just have to ask to be in the super secret group. And then you can interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode, why do I do this when I never know what fucking episode it is?
237.
That one. Ah, 37. That's how old I am.
237. Hey. 37.
Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye. Bye.